Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg says the 46 people found dead in and around a tractor-trailer truck Monday evening were likely trying to find a better life.
We are dealing with a horrific human tragedy, so I would urge you all to think compassionately and pray for the deceased, the ailing, the families.
Authorities say another 16 people, including four children, were suffering from heat stroke and exhaustion and taken to a hospital. San Antonio's police chief says federal authorities have taken the lead in the investigation of what is presumed to be a migrant smuggling attempt. Three people are in custody, but officials say it's unclear if they are absolutely connected to human trafficking. The Food and Drug Administration convening an important meeting today to determine the future of the COVID-19 vaccines. NPR's Rob Stein reports.
The FDA is asking a committee of independent advisors whether they recommend new COVID-19 vaccine boosters that target the Omicron variant. The federal government is gearing up for another booster campaign in the fall to try to protect people against what could be another dangerous surge next winter. Moderna and Pfizer and BioNTech say they have developed new versions of their vaccines that appear to provide stronger protection against Omicron than the original vaccines. Some scientists think new Omicron boosters are crucial for the country to be able to live with the virus, but others question how much better Omicron vaccines would be since they're based on a strain of the variant that's already been replaced by new subvariants, and it's far from clear what version of the virus will be dominating by next winter. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The January 6th committee is set to hold another hearing today. This one was scheduled at the last minute. The panel previously said the next one would not be held until the week of July 11th. The committee, though, now says the focus today will be on recently obtained evidence and more witness testimony. Voters in several states going to the polls today. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul faces a primary for election to a full term as governor. As Karen DeWitt with New York State Public Radio reports, Hochul is favored to win against two challengers.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has made gun safety and abortion rights hallmarks of her campaign, reacting to Supreme Court decisions that struck down the state's restrictions on carrying concealed weapons and overturned Roe v. Wade. Hochul approved a gun safety package and strengthened abortion access and says the new laws send a message.
Not here, not now, not ever.
Republicans are also holding a primary for governor. Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani, former New York City mayor and advisor to former President Donald Trump, could pull off an upset win. For NPR News, I'm Karen DeWitt in Albany.
This is NPR News. The United Nations Security Council meeting today following the Russian missile attack on a shopping mall in central Ukraine. At least 18 people are confirmed dead. Scores were wounded. Rescuers are still searching the rubble for more victims. The strike occurred as President Biden met with his group of seven counterparts in Germany. He is to be in Madrid this afternoon for a NATO summit. Abortion access will be on the ballot in California this November. State lawmakers have approved an amendment to enshrine reproductive rights in the state's constitution. Nicole Nixon reports from CAP Radio in Sacramento.
The amendment would protect the right to abortion and contraception in California. It passed its final vote in the state assembly. Democratic Speaker Anthony Rendon said the Supreme Court ruling overturning federal abortion protections would not end abortions in many states, but would reduce safe access.
We must preserve the fundamental reproductive rights of women here in California because they are under attack elsewhere.
Voters will have final say on the constitutional amendment. It's part of a slate of legislation to expand abortion access as California brands itself as a reproductive freedom state. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Nixon in Sacramento.
Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board are expected to be at the site of a train derailment in Missouri this morning. A train derailed yesterday near the town of Minden. It went off the tracks after it struck a dump truck at a rural intersection. Three people were killed and dozens were injured. I'm Joel Snyder. This is NPR News.